knocked on my door about 4 p.m. They had feds written all over them. I could tell by the wriggling antenna, six legs, and the brittle metathorax that they were the FCC. They told me they were tracking pirate radio broadcasters. Smart ones. Broadcasting from cars, broadcasting from inaccessible mountaintops, broadcasting fresh perspectives and unusual music. It was their job to put a stop to it, and they needed my help. The money was good, so I took the job. Although the FCC guys gave me the creeps, they kept running behind the refrigerator whenever I turned the lights on. We tracked a signal to a private residence near Brisbane. We could hear them laughing inside the house. It sounded like a real party. We were there to spoil that party. The way the FCC explained it, the airwaves belonged to them. Why is that, I asked them as they got ready to slip in through the cracks in the floorboards. Because they didn't buy a license, they answered, their trochanters rubbing in anticipation. How much is a license, I asked. Between 50,000 and 100,000, they answered. Suddenly, I realized I was at the wrong party. The micro-broadcasters weren't hurting anybody. As a matter of fact, their music was fresh, their perspectives unusual, and the flavor was decidedly not corporate. Hold it right there, radio people. We're the FCC, they said, antenna waving. And they banged on the door. But these radio people were smart, very smart. They knew the FCC had no warrant, and they knew the FCC. They turned some bright porch lights on, and the FCC scuttled away into the foggy night. I stood there on the porch for a moment, wondering whether to tell the radio pirates how much I'd like the program. As I walked away, I heard them talking.
Hey, man, how often does that happen?
Don't worry about it. You sprinkle a little boric acid near the baseboards and they never come back.
I heard diatomaceous earth works, too.
I knew boric acid was non-toxic, but I knew it could kill. It crossed my mind to warn the FCC in case they ever came back. After all, they were my clients. And then I thought, nah.